Can West Virginia reduce carbon dioxide emissions? The short answer, according to a new report, is yes. But will we? Well, that's another question. The publication is called Carbon Dioxide Emission Reduction Opportunities for the West Virginia Power Sector. An environmental consulting firm based in Morgantown, Downstream Strategies, teamed with the WVU Law Center for Energy and Sustainable Development to come up with ideas to help West Virginia meet EPA-proposed greenhouse gas reduction goals by 2030.
For once, you know, there's a regulation that basically says, here's the target, get there however way you can.
Jeff Simcoe with Downstream Strategies is one of the authors of the report. He says the flexibility for states to come up with individual ways to meet the proposed EPA regulations requires creative solutions, which can be an intimidating and even overwhelming task to take on. James Van Nostrand is another author and the founding director of WVU's Center for Energy and Sustainable Development. He says West Virginia officials at the Department of Environmental Protection might be overly pessimistic about the proposed regulations and too focused on only one method of reducing emissions. He says state policymakers are focused on what's referred to as the inside-the-fence approach. Those are emission reduction measures taken to clean up power plants themselves. Van Nostrand says there are other measures that need as much, if not more, consideration. Some of the report's recommendations include making better use of the state's natural gas resources and revising the state's energy portfolio to include binding renewable energy targets. Also, Van Nostrand says adopting an energy efficiency resource standard is an important step.
We would get most of the reductions in energy efficiency because we think that's largely an untapped resource in West Virginia.
He says programs that will encourage energy efficiency will go a long way towards reducing emissions.
The American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, ACEEE, has the state rankings, and for the second consecutive year, West Virginia is number 46. And so that shows that we have a lot of untapped energy efficiency potential in the state.
Van Nostrand points to one of the largest electricity providers in the state, Ohio-based First Energy, which is on track to save 0.1% in energy each year for the next 5 years in West Virginia. He says First Energy's goal in surrounding states are more ambitious.
The subsidiaries in the surrounding states offer an extensive array of energy efficiency programs. They don't offer them in West Virginia because the Public Service Commission does not make them offer them in West Virginia.
First Energy spokesman Todd Myers points out that the efficiency programs in other states come at a cost to those ratepayers. In Maryland, for example, customers pay an extra $5 each month. And Myers says the efficiency programs exist there because the states have legislation requiring them. Meanwhile, the West Virginia Public Service Commission says steps towards encouraging electricity efficiency are being taken. As a result of a recent case, for example, First Energy will be required to make, quote, a significant investment in energy efficiency by 2018, close quote. First Energy's proposal hasn't been filed with the commission yet, and what the commission means by significant investment is also unclear. So, is it enough to help meet EPA regulations?
How much electricity do we need, and how are we going to get that electricity?
That's Bill Howley. He's been researching and reporting about electricity issues in West Virginia since 2005.
The Public Service Commission has essentially made that decision for West Virginia.
In his blog, The Power Line, Howley says suggestions Downstream Strategies and the WVU Law Center on Sustainable Development make could help the state if the report came out 3 years ago. Howley explains that while other states move toward renewable resources and natural gas power plants, West Virginia, through the Public Service Commission, made a renewed and significant investment in coal when the commission approved shifts in ownership of a couple major coal-fired power plants 3 years ago. When they did, they promised companies like American Electric Power and First Energy certain rates that will maintain operation costs and profits.
Now that the Public Service Commission has approved ratepayers' responsibility to pay for these coal-fired power plants and all of this coal-fired capacity, if demand, for instance, in the case of energy efficiency, is pushed down, right, and those plants have to sit idle, the power companies are going to want to be compensated for their loss of business.
So, with very little wiggle room to tackle such a big issue like improving energy efficiency, how will the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection or the legislature approach reducing carbon dioxide emissions? Well, policy analysts predict they probably just won't. After all, during recent public hearings on proposed clean power plan regulations, senior policy advisor for the DEP, Tom Clark, said, quote, on behalf of all West Virginians, the EPA's proposal should be withdrawn and its attempt to regulate carbon dioxide should be abandoned. Still, folks like James Van Nostrand and Jeff Simcoe remain dedicated to exploring options and making those options known to policymakers. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Ford in Morgantown.